Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the mission on the bottom, and the Gemara there tells us that if a Karim Pesach, either all of it or most of it became Tameh, the din is, Nit Mashalem Orov, Sorfer Nosolaf Ne'abira, you have to go back and bring it to burn the Karim Pesach in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks, my time, well, what's the reason? The Rishonim explain, because since you're able to eat the Karim Pesach throughout all of Yerushalayim, maybe you should be able to burn it throughout Yerushalayim as well. Why bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash, the Har Bayis, to burn it? And the Gemara says, Amar Yosi Bar Chanina, Kedei LeBayishon, in order to embarrass him, we want to embarrass him for violating an Aveira, for making the Karim Pesach become Pasul and Tameh, so therefore we make him burn it in order to embarrass him. So the Gemara in Sota, however, tells us otherwise. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed and Beis HaMikdash teaches us that the tefillah was instituted bilachash, that davening should be said in a quiet way, shlo levayish over avera. So it shouldn't embarrass people who violate averas. He's going to start delineating, he did this wrong, he did that wrong. People don't need to know everyone's dirty laundry. So he keeps it to himself, he davens bilachash. And therefore, sharei lo chalak hakasib makom bein chatas v'ola. The psukim don't tell us that the person who brings a chatas comes from a different entrance to the Beis HaMikdash than one who brings an ola. Why not? So nobody knows who's bringing a chatas, who's bringing an ola. There's no reason for people to know who did aveiras. A person did an aveira and he's confessing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He feels remorse and he regrets it. So he tells Hashem, it's beino makom. And so why should he tell everybody else? So we daven bilachash and we bring karbanos in a secret way. So how come it tells us here in the Gemara and Pesachim that we're supposed to embarrass people who violate Averis? So Hagos Marsham explains that there are two reasons that are perhaps different by the Gemara and Pesachim. In general, we don't want to be mevayish a person who does Avera. We want to encourage them to do better. We want to encourage them. And if they have to embarrass themselves, they're not going to confess. They're not going to be better. But the Gemara and Pesachim is different for two reasons, perhaps. One reason he says, this is the second reason he gives, is because that maybe when it comes to the bizayon of kachim, chilu kachim, it's more severe. It's a more severe type of avera, and therefore that's a situation whereby we would be comfortable and we want to embarrass him, as opposed to all other types of averas. That's one suggestion. And he compares it to a person who does avodah zara. The Gemara and Sota says, for that person, we dafka do want to embarrass him. It's such a severe avera. So maybe being mevaze, being mechal kachim, is that same category as avodah zara. And secondly, he says that maybe sometimes you have to embarrass a person to be mezaris him, to encourage him to do better. Sometimes a person does something wrong and there's no consequence for it, so he'll do the same thing the next day. But if you embarrass him, if you punish him in such a way, that will prevent him from doing it further. So obviously we would not want to embarrass a person, but the Gemara felt that this is a particular situation. If a person let this happen, that Karim Pesach became Tameh, that means he wasn't following the halachas in the proper way, and we need to be mezaris him. How do we mezaris him? We do it by embarrassing people. Now, generally, we don't do this. Generally, the way of tshuva is to encourage a person to be better. We don't want to embarrass the person. Now, people in this generation, we live in people are very, very sensitive. And therefore, we want to avoid at all costs to embarrass someone, even when it comes to a serious avera. But again, these are two exceptions that Maharsham says that one can, in fact, embarrass someone when violating avera.